Western Australia is the latest state to look at the potential of using GPS technology in a bid to stem soaring rates of domestic violence. Under the plan, GPS monitors could be used to track the movements of offenders considered by the courts to be high risk. It's an idea that could soon gain Commonwealth support, with the issue on the agenda for the next COAG meeting later this year. Claire Nichols has the story.
Rob Butler works at Anglicare WA's Family Domestic Violence Response Service in Kununurra. Every day he meets with local representatives from the WA Police and the Department of Child Protection to deal with the night's reports of domestic violence. The daily triage meeting leaves him with a long list of victims and offenders to assist with counselling and advice.
It's not uncommon to have at least maybe half a dozen every morning or every couple of days. We do have drops in caseload. Locals tell me it's because of the weather. So, of course, weather's heating up now, so we're seeing a lot more reports come through.
The Kimberley is a hotspot for domestic violence, with the highest incidence of reported offences in WA.
Quite often we're seeing men or we're seeing perpetrators of domestic violence not being held accountable, not being given opportunities to address their behaviours and to engage in the behaviour change process. So that's a constant source of frustration. And I guess also frustrations arising from the ongoing and persistent nature of domestic violence.
The Kimberley has been identified as a priority area in a new action plan released by the WA government aimed at eliminating family and domestic violence across the state. Among the actions, a call to consider using GPS tracking to monitor high-risk offenders. The WA Minister for Child Protection is Helen Morton.
In the Northern Territory, for example, I was with the Minister up there who's talking about the use of GPS tracking in remote areas of the Northern Territory, and I want to see how they work, whether we've got the infrastructure that would enable that to happen in Western Australia, and really start to provide the GPS tracking and monitoring as a means of better protecting women after separation.
WA has the second highest rate of reported physical and sexual violence perpetrated against women in Australia. The highest rate belongs to the Northern Territory, and there GPS tracking is already being used in some cases. The Territory's Minister for Justice, Children and Families and Correctional Services is John Elferink.
Well, there's a couple of ways that these systems work. One of the systems is works through a normal telephone line so that the bracelet you're wearing is about the size of a standard wristwatch. And that then is hooked up to a unit attached to a normal telephone line. So if you tend to walk away from a particular distance from that telephone line, then that will trigger an alarm that a person has left the area they're supposed to be in. Alternatively, there are also GPS tracking devices. These things are about half the size of a cigarette packet, and they can track a person anywhere in the world.
How many people in the Northern Territory would be wearing these devices right now?
Oh, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you, but we have a capacity for several hundred of them.
Are you finding that they are effective in deterring violent behaviour?
Well, we've only started using them in recent times, but what we certainly know is that they're effective in tracking people. We know where they are, and the moment somebody attempts to remove one, then the alarms immediately go off and we know that a person has removed it.
With different levels of GPS take-up already underway around Australia, the Commonwealth is now looking to lend support. The Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Women, Michaelia Cash, flagged a personal interest in using GPS to track serious domestic violence offenders back in May. That idea was then referred to a COAG advisory panel.
Well, at this stage, the advisory panel has provided an interim report back to COAG. COAG is currently considering the interim report, and I would expect further announcements coming out from COAG as to the types of future actions COAG itself will take to reduce violence against women and children at the next COAG meeting, which I understand is scheduled for around October.
My understanding is it will be up to the states to roll this out. How will the Commonwealth be involved?
Look, very much so, because obviously it's the individual state and territories which have the infrastructure in place. So, for example, the police in the individual state or territory are responsible for the monitoring of the GPS. In terms of looking at what the Commonwealth's role could be, the Commonwealth could assist by contributing to funding non-ongoing capital costs, to trial GPS monitoring of the high-risk offenders in identified trial sites. That would obviously, though, be a decision for COAG, but it's certainly something that I believe we should be looking at.
But back in Kununurra, Rob Butler is not convinced that GPS tracking is the answer. He teaches offenders that the only person they have power over is themselves, and he worries that a GPS bracelet could remove that sense of control and the ability to change violent behaviour.
I can't see it making a significant difference, and I guess if someone presents the argument that, well, you know, what about if they're like the really serious domestic violence perpetrators, you know, they've really hurt people in the past or they've really damaged families and, you know, women's lives, then I'd say that if that's the case, then that guy or that perpetrator, they should probably be in prison.
Michaela Cash again.
What the evidence shows is offenders are often an ongoing risk to a specific woman and her children. But other than that risk, they can live otherwise quite safely in the community. And if they are released back into the community, but they still do pose the risk, it is important that government is taking steps to protect and keep safe the woman and her children. The point that I would make, though, is this. This is not the only solution, and we do need to be very, very clear on that. This is part of the solution. If you were going to put in place GPS monitoring, you would also probably need to do it in conjunction with ensuring that the home in which the woman lives is also technologically safe. So, for example, has a police button, has lights outside that would come on if someone comes close to the property. So, very important to understand, this is just but one part of what are potentially future actions by COAG to reduce violence against women and their children.
That's the Minister for, well, the Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Women, Senator Michaela Cash, ending that report by Claire Nicholls.